gotten into empty houses in the suburbs and had taken these and many other things. And as Billy was snoozing in the back of the wagon, it was stopped by a man and a woman, both doctors who had been delivering babies until the hospitals were burned down. They were picnicking near where their apartment used to be.
Whoa! Halt! Halt! What the hell are you doing? Look at your horses.
Your means of transport, sir.
The mouths are bleeding. The hooves broken.
And they are mad with thirst. Look at them, sir. Just look at these creatures.
I've never cried before, you know. In all the war. I never cried. Until now.
Billy Pilgrim cried very little, although he often saw things worth crying about. Two days after the horses, Billy was turned over to the Americans, who shipped him home on a freighter called the Lucretia A. Mott. She was a famous suffragette. She was dead. So it goes. Billy traveled back in time to the hospital in Vermont. He told Professor Rumford about the injured horses and the couple picnicking on the moon.
It had to be done, boy. That's war. You must have had mixed feelings there on the ground.
It was all right. Everything is all right, and everybody has to do exactly what he does. I learned that on Trelfamador.
On where?
My daughter is taking me home tomorrow.
And Billy Pilgrim did go home, where he was kept under observation. Only he escaped while the nurse wasn't watching, and he drove to New York, where he hoped to appear on television and tell the world about the lessons of Tralfamador. He didn't get onto television, but he did get onto a radio talk show in a station right next to his hotel. And when he was allowed to speak, he spoke about the flying saucers and Montana Wildcat and so on. He was gently expelled from the studio during a commercial break and went back to the hotel and went to sleep. He traveled back in time to Tralfamador.
You've been time traveling again. I can always tell, Billy. You like our baby? He's very demanding. Where did you go to this time?
New York.
The Big Apple. That's what they used to call New York. See any plays or movies?
No. I just walked around Times Square. Bought a book by Kilgore Trout in a bookstore.
Lucky you.
I also saw part of a blue movie in which you starred.
It was that kind of a bookstore, was it? Well, I've heard about you and the war and what a clown you were. And I heard about your high school teacher who was shot, made a blue movie with a firing squad. There now. There. Our keepers are playing with the clocks again, Billy.
So, they're still watching.
Oh, yes. Always watching.
That locket around your neck, Montana.
What about it?
What's in it?
A photo of my mother. Although you can hardly tell, it's so old and faded. Have a look.
There's an engraving here.
Yeah. God grant me the serenity,
to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. I've read this before, Montana.
2 days after the city of Dresden was destroyed, after the two nights spent in the blind innkeeper's stable, the guards marched Billy and the rest into the ruins, where, with POWs from many lands, they were given shovels, picks, crowbars, and wheelbarrows, and began to dig for bodies under the rubble. Many holes were dug, but nobody knew yet what there was to find. Billy found himself paired with a Maori, who had been captured at Tobruk,